could be developed, not faze anybody. You got a nice clear road to get in and out. Big Creek Road is lined with ditches, hills, corners, and lined with trees, so it's not a real good visible sight. I do condone and I appreciate Mr. Cope saying he put an extra lane in there. I think a decelerating lane is a smart idea. I think an accelerating lane is a bad idea. Because now you can't look here. You're trying to bend here while you're traveling down already a narrow and dangerous road to get out on the path. I know he's gone to great extents to make this work, but you know what? At some point, it can't. If we look at the area, right across the street from him is a Tabernacle Church that just got finished up. There's generally 50 to 100 cars there with teenagers coming and going for youth group things. Now they will have three lanes to try to deal with how to get out of there. Just south of them or north of them is the storage units. My house sits right across the storage units, and all day long, U-Haul trucks, trailers in and out of there all the way up till dark. Now you have all that congestion along with 350 cars that will be pulling in and out of Blue Ridge or Blue Apartments. And I apologize for that. For the apartments there. So you have all that congestion there. Now we go to Stinger Road. Stinger Road is where the automotive shop is, Layton's, Beet Creek Apartments. Beet Creek Apartments regularly. 3 to 5 cars coming in and out of there all the time. As you go down Stinger Road, before you take a ride to go to Beet Creek, is the large RV park that's getting ready to go in. They're laying all the gravel. They're laying all the plumbing. That is a very, I drove down there. That is a very big section, which now carries 20-foot, 30-foot, 40-foot, 50-foot motorhomes, fifth wheels, and RVs. The second bad thing about that is if you GPS my address from Springfield, Missouri, or from Harrison, Arkansas, and mainly Springfield, it will not direct me down the access road. It directs me to Beet Creek exit, which means all of those RVs, all of those motorhomes will be going to the Beet Creek exit and traveling back up the narrow road. I own a 34-foot RV, and if I'm heading south, I still go to the access road because I cannot go down Beet Creek Road or I'll rip off the antennas and the air conditioner unit off it because the trees hang over the road low enough. So I have to, if I go that way, I have to get in the oncoming cars lane to get by. That's why I do not go that way. So we've now addressed Stinger Road and everything happened there. Just right up the street from there is a Boys and Girls Club, 307 children. We have approximately probably 150 to 200 cars that travel in and out of there a day to pick up their children, drop them off. If you go 0.2 mile, you go up to Church Road. That's where the gentleman was talking about Cole Courier's project. He renovated Corporate Place, made a very nice place out of it, but he's also putting in three very large buildings that's going to house between offices, storage, so on and so forth. That is 0.2 mile away. You go down that road a little bit farther, and the old Gateway Hotel was renovated. It opens up shortly. It's opening right now with 34 units. I've spoke to the owner, and the owner said, I am putting in two more buildings. That will be 75 units total with the two new buildings that I'm putting in. That's added traffic to Beet Creek. Now, granted, you guys can widen Beet Creek. Anything's possible. We've seen it in that. I'm not against progress. To widen Beet Creek would cost the county and taxpayers millions of dollars. One, they've got to build a new bridge because down at the bottom is a bridge. It's a dangerous bridge because as you come around, you have another road that accesses on there. You would have to buy real estate coming all the way up, my house being one. You widen Beet Creek, you are now 15 to 20 feet off my house and several other businesses and homes down that road. You would also have to build retaining walls because Beet Creek Road, on the east side, all the houses sit above it, and on the west side, all the houses sit below it. So you got to build retaining walls coming down the one side and backfill coming up the other side. These are just the things, and I know we have to have progress in our communities to survive, but we also need to have a balance to the progress. We have to make it work for everybody, for the taxpayers' dollars, for the community, and we're not lacking land in Taney County. We have plenty of land to put these, and I agree we need them. Like I said, 2 miles up the road is 33 acres that you could build as many of them as you want, and I agree somebody should build up there. So with all that being said, I do appreciate the chance to talk. And I'm extremely impressed that I can go into a government facility and before they do something, they say a prayer in the American flag. That was very impressive. Thank you.
We're a blessed country. We're a blessed country.
Yes, we are.
I'm one to look big picture. We've lived in Lampe. We've lived in Kimberling City. We've lived directly adjacent to the property.
Did you give your name?
I'm so sorry. Sharon Renier, Randy's wife. The change we've seen in the community overall, regardless of which particular area, is that when we got here in 1998, this was a place to come to relax, to chill. We were young. We came here to raise our children on the lake. But through the years, we've seen two or three booms. We make national attention, and here comes everybody, and we all readjust, and the community changes and builds with that. So we've watched that change over 20, 25 years. I see a different change now. Branson and this community in Taney County is no longer a place to come and relax and enjoy and to chill. We've made national news and a different impact now. This is now a place to come and make money. That's what we see with the VRBOs, the rentals. You can drive around and see it. We're seeing it in our business. We're getting phone calls that say, "Hi, I own 10 rental units in Branson. I'm calling from Tennessee." So not only do we have a difference in the living environment here, there are people that don't even live here, don't have any impact in the community at all. So I think everything that's been described here is that our balance is off. I don't think there's any argument there. I don't think there's any argument that we need housing. That's been known for years. We didn't even need a housing study to know that. We need housing. But what good does housing do you if the young people, who I would assume is predominantly some of this apartment population, if the young people can't go to work because there's no daycare, you can't go to the restaurant and eat under 2 hours. These young people who live in apartments can't go to work. Our daughter actually lives in Branson, owns a home, and drives to Ozark because she got a better job. There are jobs for people to work. There are people to find to work. But if there's not balance in the community, that's what I'd like to see on Bee Creek Road, is some balance. It's been mentioned, it looks like an industrial park now. If there's no balance, if there's tons of apartments for housing and nothing in between to buy a house or to enjoy where you bought because you knew you bought a good area 12 years ago, we knew that was good land, that's why we bought there. If we can't have that kind of housing, we need balance in our housing as well. You put a whole bunch of apartments to go with a whole bunch of rental condos, and you have no quality housing. If I want to buy a house and own 2 acres, that's what we did. And it was a wise decision. We love it there. But we should be able to enjoy our home in peace where we bought because it was peaceful. We should be able to retain that. I don't have a problem with apartments, but not on Bee Creek Road where it's dangerous and impacts the community and throws off the balance. The other thing that bothers me is Mr. Cope, in one word, said, "I flipped 110 condos. We're making money. We've got money. We're flipped 110 condos. Why do you think the inventory is low in the real estate market? Our balance is off. Everybody's making money over here. We're business owners. I'm all good for making money. We're not greedy. Not greedy money. You got everybody flipping condos. You've got, when people come in and buy 5 and 10 of those units, they are $1 million each. They're buying 5 and 10 units at a time that sleep 30. Well, we got plenty of sleeping room there, but we don't have any quality housing. So just adding more apartments and more apartments and more apartments does not equal quality housing. We need balance in our community. Who's going to work in these jobs if we've outproportioned our tourists compared to our locals? I don't consider this a place to relax and chill anymore. We've made national attention for this is where we come to make money. You look at Bee Creek Road, we're making some money now. That blue building in front of that house, the whole community's talking about it. Those poor neighbors, it screams that we don't care about our community. We don't care about our neighborhood. Look at what we did in front of those people's houses. That's what's going to happen 3 inches off our driveway. His boundary is 3 inches. Technically, one of the pins is in our gravel. So if he says he's going to put a fence 50 foot